Well, this music can really mean only one thing. Carrie Wood joining us. True Blue Playoff Bluff from Wintrust.
Welcome to the jungle. We got fun and games. We got everything you want. How do we know the name? We are the people that...
And also brought to you by Sloan, Water Connects Us. Carrie Wood! Oh, my God. You know what, Carrie, I just want to say one thing. A little bit later on, we're going to play Drunk Violetta Podramatic. We recorded her. We're doing the same trick that Jimmy Kimmel uses to make Drunk Donald Trump on her. And I would say that from about Wednesday, I don't know, it was Thursday in Cleveland by that time, till about noon yesterday, I would guess you were pretty drunk, and I know I was.
Jeez, I mean, I feel like it's from October to November, the whole playoff run.
Right, it's all a blur. Has the champagne washed out of the hair? I mean, my gosh. You saw Powell come in with his hair all matted down. It was a great look.
I managed to stay mostly dry, but, man, what a night, what a run, what a month, what a season. But just to be able to be there and celebrate with the guys and be around, and it was pretty special. Mm.
Do you feel as though this team, when you look at it, this team obviously very special. You're starting to see the roster moves now, but nothing that's very, very crazy. Dexter Fowler was just offered $17 million by the Cubs to stay. We'll see if that holds up. Do you feel as though this team will be able to be competitive for the next 5 years, as people are saying, or 4 years?
Yeah, I mean, look at our infield. I mean, we're young all the way around. We've got these guys locked up for, I think, at least 4 years, maybe five, most of them. You know, and I think obviously you see what guys around the league see what we've done to our clubhouse, see what the Ricketts family and Theo and Jed and the team has done to this organization, the way they've turned it around. Obviously, we've been deep into the postseason the last 2 years and win a World Series this year. So I would like to think that we're going to be beating free agents away with a stick, but. You know,
largest non-religious gathering of human beings in recorded history on Friday for the parade.
Crazy.
How about that? Unbelievable.
Yeah. 5 million people. I mean, that's the thing. As fans, we know how emotional it has been. You know, the thousands who signed the wall outside Wrigley, all the tears shed for the people who couldn't be there, the relatives who were diehard Cubs fans. I guess, I mean, for me, like, how emotional was it as a former player? Are there moments for you that had to feel surreal?
Yeah, and obviously the parade. I mean, we turned off of Michigan Avenue into Randolph, heading east on Randolph, and at that turn, I took a picture down Michigan Avenue, just as far as you could see, just people. I mean, just people, just so ecstatic just to get a glimpse of the buses driving by. And, you know, I think then it set in for me that, you know, obviously we celebrated and we're at the games in Cleveland, great, you know, a long night, we fly back. But I think it didn't set in till you saw the outcome of the parade and how many people were out there. And then obviously we get into Grant Park and obviously the sea of people there. It really was overwhelming. And you can say, oh, it's amazing. I've never seen anything like it because it's never happened.
Right.
But just the amount of people and the amount of support and the amount of families and people that this organization has touched over the last 100+ years was just, was evident.
Carrie, the architect of it all, Theo Epstein, his legend continues to grow. I don't know if you guys saw this, but he actually had a goat roasted and brought to Wrigley, and he ate the goat in the left field bleachers
the day after they won
the World Series. So seeing what he's done in Boston and then not what he's done here, I mean, you're around him a lot, Carrie. What is he like maybe behind closed doors and something that maybe we don't know about him, and just trying to put into words what this guy's pulled off at two franchises that were desperate for a championship?
Yeah, I mean, I think he just needed some food in his stomach at that point.
Sober up a little.
Sure, yeah, bring it over. But no, he's just, I mean, like you said, he said it a million times, it's not just him, but, you know, it is him. He put this team together. He put his team together to go out and put the team on the field together. So I mean, it's really impressive the way the leadership that he shows and Tom as well, but just born leader, leads his group and they all pull in the same direction. He's got the players pulling in the same direction as well. And it's a great organization to be a part of. And, you know, that's solely because of the Ricketts family and Theo.
All right. Now let's just talk about the game here for a second. People are saying, I'm like Trump when I say the people are saying
the people
that Thursday morning, Wednesday night's World Series Game 7 is the greatest baseball game ever played.
I believe it. I mean, I don't know how clean it was. You know, it was a couple of errors and things like that. But I think as far as its entertainment value, for hands down, I don't see how there could be a better Game 7 World Series with the two teams that were going, the history of the baggage that both teams carried into that, 108 years and whatever Cleveland was, the second longest losing streak. I just think the magnitude of the game was evident by the turnout and the people that watched it on TV. So I've actually still haven't watched it back on TV. I need to sit down and do that just to kind of get a different feel. But I obviously think that watching it at home is a lot more stressful than watching it in person. But
yeah, it was. Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't watch
some
it.
Some of us.
Yeah. Well, I was at the bar at Harry Carey's. It was not an easy. It's not an easy event. I will tell you that. How important was the 17-minute delay? Do you think that was a determining factor?
I mean, it didn't hurt us. I can tell you that it didn't hurt us. If anything, it helped us. Obviously, we just got punched in the inning before, and kind of the air was taken out of us. And at least the fan base that was there kind of just shocked. But couldn't have been better timed. I mean, it was a chance for us to get back in the clubhouse. Guys said some things, and our decks got up and said a few things, and kind of refocused everybody and rallied the troops, and they came back out and got it done. So it was definitely well timed.
Kerry, what do you think Dexter Fowler is going to do, whether he accepts that qualifying offer or moves on for a long term? And were you surprised they declined the option on Jason Hamill over the weekend? He won't be back next year.
A little surprised on that, but obviously, you know, I think that shows you how they feel about Montgomery and having that left-handed arm in the rotation. Not that that's a done deal, but I think, I think it's somebody they've looked for down the road to be able to contribute and as far as Dexter's, I'd hate to see him go. I'd love to see Dex. Obviously, we'd all love to see Dex. I think Dex would love to be back here. So he knows what this organization is set up for the next few years. And I can't imagine him wanting to go somewhere else and play for a few extra dollars if that's the case. But
after $17 million, I mean, what is the 17.2 is what they're offering now. I mean, I guess there's somebody who would probably maybe go to 20. I don't know.
He's probably looking for a long-term, correct, Kerry? I'm sure.
After that, he'd probably be looking for a multiple-year contract. But, again, I haven't talked to anybody. I don't know, obviously, what Dex is feeling. I think, as a player and as an athlete, you have a great season like that. You won a championship, and you got an opportunity to strike while the iron's hot in that small window of your career. Then, you know, a lot of guys take advantage of that. But, some guys get it both ways. They get to take advantage of that and get the paycheck and get to stay in the city they want to play in. So hopefully that's the case with Dexter.
Well, I got to say right now, you know how I've been all season, and I'm pretty confident now that they're going to win the World Series.
What an admission, Rob.
Yes, I just want to let you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Feeling pretty good about this
until
year's chances.
Until they play
chances
their first game, and then you'll be like, wait a minute.
Winning the World Series. No, this year, for the 2016 team. I think it's a very good chance now.
Tell you what, at this point, I'll sit down and watch Game 7 with you. I feel that kind of.
All right.
Oh, my gosh. I'll take that.
I'll take that, yeah.
Be careful.
Yeah, I might have. You know what? I would still drink my way through that one like I did the real one because it would make me just as nervous. It would be what it is. Well, you know, we look forward to now. I mean, this is so much fun, right? Yes. We get through the winter. It's going to be the shortest winter, non-baseball winter in Chicago history. And it all kicks off with Woody's winter warm up, and we'll have details about that coming up in the next couple of weeks.
If
people want to take part in that, and I believe Anna and I are going to be at that event with you. So we're very, very excited about that.
Can't wait.
Very excited. I think it sold out when the last out was made.
Oh yeah, you think? yeah. I'd say so. Because you get like last year, it was. I mean, we were standing in that room, and I believe somebody made the point to me that we could be standing here next year with the world champion Chicago Cubs, and I did a spit take in my drink, like, don't say that, you're jinxing it, right? Because I was so worried about the jinx the entire season because everybody was super confident about this organization and this team. And you just didn't want to be overconfident because it's happened to us so many times. And I'm going to tell you right now, when that two-run dinger occurred at the bottom of the eighth, I'm like, oh, no, here we go again.
Yeah, you and everybody else, right? Yeah, I mean, geez. That's that just didn't. I mean, it's just, and actually wasn't a bad pitch. It just, he caught it out front, and you know, it's just one of those things. But yeah, it was
Yeah.
You know, but talking about that, it's kind of like, right, Chapman had thrown some pitches the night before and gone deep, and you know, same thing happened with Miller. These guys came out of the pen and were used and just inning after inning after inning, and they had great success. But I think we saw it in Game 6 that Miller gave up a few more knocks and left some sliders that were flat, and then obviously we got to him a little bit in 7. So that workload made a difference for those two guys for sure.
Well, it was a great season, man. Thank you for all of your help this season, getting us through this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome.
I think we were a good luck charm.
Yes. Well, let's do it again next season. Let's get our business people. My people talk to your people. We'll get this thing done.
Let's do it.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Kerry.
Good luck tomorrow, guys.
All right. Thank you. Kerry Wood, good luck tomorrow. We're going to need it. Woo!
Oh, man, I just forgot about that for 15 minutes.
I know. You get all happy, and then he brings us down
like
that.
What's he talking about? I'm like, oh, that thing again.
Oh, yeah.
What's tomorrow?
Exactly.
Are we going out?
It's Taco Tuesday.
WGN Traffic Trouble Spots, and then Drunk Violetta on the other side.